They were not in the same ballpark in terms of the complication of the function and the accuracy and so on. They weren't in the same ballpark. But they were doing a useful job, and I would say, yes, we were doing somewhat parallel things, but it was a healthy interaction. I don't remember feeling any particular rivalry. I'd say the rivalry that I saw was primarily between Bell Labs and the MIT group. The MIT group was a pretty powerful group, and they had it was big and a lot of good people. And eventually, they had built some very simple bombing systems, which actually got into use. And they really started the radar bombing business, so far as I know, but very, very, very simple kind of systems, basically just flying a straight line and using radar for guidance and so on. And they were doing that, and that was in use. And then we went in for rather more complicated things and more precise things and more maneuverability and so on. They were primarily building radar. Bombing systems were a little bit secondary to them, but still quite important. Then, the last of the war, we were suddenly asked, well, would you redesign and build a system which MIT Laboratory had proposed and kind of put together and sort of demonstrated in the lab, at least. And that was a little bit of a blow, because they had suddenly sort of tried to jump ahead of us and do something still more advanced than we were doing, and sold it to the military, and the military said, well, of course, this if you want to have it manufactured, that ought to be AT&T to manufacture it, not like the laboratory. So they got us to design it, redesign it for manufacture. Well, it had to be pretty completely redesigned, but using some of their ideas, they had some good ideas, and that was the last system that I was involved with.